This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It is time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum and our topic, maintaining corn silage recovery in the harvesting and storage process. This is based on a webinar given recently by Dr. Luis Farinato from the University of Wisconsin. He compared kinds of losses based on Kansas State data. We have what we call unavoidable losses. This would be field losses, just happened in the field, ranges from 2 to 6%. Respiration losses, this is the utilization of oxygen out of that corn silage, anywhere from 1 to 2%. And then fermentation losses, in other words, we always ferment silages. They produce lactic acid, acetic acid, hopefully, and that's a 2 to 6%. These are called unavoidable losses because it just happens. The second one, of course, is avoidable losses. This would be secondary fermentation. This means the feed goes through a second fermentation at feed-out time or in the feed bunk itself. That can range up as high as 6%. Aerobic deterioration, again, applies to that opening up of that storage structure, and that can be as high as 10%. And then aerobic losses after storage, that could be another 10%. So if you look at the big picture, Bill, these losses can be anywhere from minimal as 5%, excellent management, and unfortunately as high as 40% of the possible feed harvested could be lost. So our listeners might say, well, Mike, how do we control that? There's some interesting points that we can discuss. Number one would be maturity. Certainly, we want to make sure that we are harvesting somewhere in that one-half to one-third milk line, because that is when we'll have the optimal starch level in that corn silage crop here. Many farmers already have that done at this point. The dry matter content becomes important somewhere between 30 and 35% because we have to make sure the crop ensiles. We go through a fermentation, and if we don't, therefore, we lose stability. Particle size is a big factor. We'd like to see in corn silage at least 60% in the second Penn State particle size box. This is the real functional fiber. These would be particles somewhere between 8 and 15 or 16 millimeters in length. Certainly, and fourthly, we want to avoid dirt contamination. Yes, corn silage just could be due to splashing up of the feed or dirt getting contaminated somehow with water going into the field as well. And of course, that just contaminates the corn silage. Rapid filling with compaction is important because that excludes oxygen, and we need to pack typically 6-inch layers with adequate weights on the tractors that are packing our bunkers and piles. Of course, upright silos self-pack in that sense of the word, and our baggers have cables or devices that can cause trying to reach that magic number of 15 or 16 pounds of dry matter per cubic foot. A research-based inoculant is always recommended to ensure we direct the fermentation, get the optimal volatile fatty acids produced there. And then removal rates become important because depending on how fast we remove it, will make a difference in terms of stability and face quality as well. So we want to make sure we try to reduce a yeast growth on the face of these bunkers because the yeast will convert the organic acids, break them down, and of course, acids, lactic acids, and acetic acids specifically prevent mold development that occurs in the feed. So our take-home messages are, number one, be sure that we are evaluating our feeds and storage to be sure we minimize losses as far as that goes, and then review the various steps we just talked about in producing high quality and maintaining quality corn silage on dairy farms. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday. The effort to bring high-speed internet to rural areas getting another financial shot in the arm with new investments being announced. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
We have obviously made a commitment in this administration to expanding access to high-speed internet. Many parts of the country today still have limited internet access in terms of upload and download speeds that simply don't allow for multiple uses in a home, don't accommodate distance learning or telemedicine, and don't allow businesses to expand market opportunities and would not allow farmers the opportunity at precision agriculture.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says more than $500 million invested in the third round of the ReConnect program.
We anticipate and expect additional announcements in the very near future to add to that total and may very well also announce portions of the bipartisan infrastructure law funding,
which would add billions more in funding to reconnect all of America to the internet. For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.